Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
So, good morning, everyone. This is Jerry Crispin, and I'm here with one of Career Crossroads' newest members, Hilton, and specifically with Megan Holte, who is not herself a new member, has been in the past, has been with us through ADP and Buffalo Wild Wings, and also worked for Microsoft, which had been a member for a long time as well. And now, so when did you start at Hilton, Megan?
About a year ago? It was June. It'll be 2 years in June, actually.
Mm-hmm. So you've been there for a while. Hilton has just rejoined us, which is really great. And that's part of this kind of podcast. We really want to welcome our returning members, welcome our new members, and get kind of a sense of really what's going on. I'm a fan of the fact that people make choices as they think about their job in relation to their career in relation to their life. And so this is kind of a short conversation with Megan about where that's been and where that's going. So a couple of years ago when you thought of joining or getting involved with Hilton, what kinds of things did that do for you? I mean, what was involved in that choice?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jerry. And I think, you know, you made reference to some of the amazing companies that I've had the opportunity to work for in my career. So when I looked at joining Hilton, one of the most important things was, you know, are there values going to align with my values? And is the organization sort of who they say they are? So in a number of circumstances, you'll find organizations that tote social responsibility or, you know, diversity inclusion or other things that are supposedly important to them, but they aren't actually showing up and making it a business priority. And I would say the more and more research I did on Hilton prior to coming on board, what I found was they have a set of values, and it's not just something that they say, it's something that we truly live and breathe every day, and that's from the top down and the bottom up. And so it's been pretty impressive, actually, to look at from an external point of view, all of the awards that we've won around diversity, around being, you know, a great place to work, and then to finding that to be true throughout our entire organization. It's been a pretty incredible experience.
Yeah, I know when we've, in the past, when Hilton has participated in the colloquium, they've really talked about some pretty amazing best practices, particularly as they've grown with candidate experience in terms of some of the work that I thought was pretty unique with that you've done with veterans and families of veterans in terms of hiring. So I thought that was kind of cool. What now that we're all into 2018 a ways, what kinds of things are on your goal list, if you will, for this year that that either keep you up at night or that you know you're working on executing as we speak?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Jerry. To put it into context, Hilton's sort of at a transformative stage right now. If you look back to 2003 as an example, there were less than a half a billion devices that were collecting and storing data, and most of them were PCs. Now we're at a place where even a light bulb can collect information from us, and it's estimated that in 2020, there will be over 50,000 devices that are capturing data. And so one of the things that we're really looking at is, you know, we have the opportunity to collect all of this data, and we need to do it quickly. And then we need to be able to take that information and help it drive our business decisions, particularly around how we continue to innovate and provide differentiated experiences for our guests. And that's not just while they're in our hotels, right? It's as they think about planning for a new trip, how they book their trip, how they prepare, what happens when they stay with us, and then how hopefully they advocate us after they've had the opportunity to stay with us. And when we think about this, we've never hired the talent to do this type of work in the past as it relates to data and analytics and what do we do with that information, as well as the technology to build all of this innovation. So what we're really trying to do is probably what a lot of other organizations are looking at right now, which is understanding what types of people we need to fulfill this type of work, understanding how to engage with them, and then focusing on what they're looking for in a work environment. So it's a lot of different dynamics and a lot of moving parts, but really it's coaching and working with the recruiters to make sure that now more than ever they're agile and they're curious about how we can engage with this type of talent.
I think that's really kind of interesting. As you were talking, one of the things that struck me and also came up this past week, I won't mention the company's name, but as you talk about all this data that's coming in with your customers and the fact that we know that many of those customers are in fact prospects for being candidates, the barriers are now getting lower in terms of how we might cross-fertilize, if you will. And this week, learning that one company that had something like 100 million customers was now mining that data to better understand and target potential prospects for jobs within that company, really kind of blew my mind, because that barrier had not been breached much in the past.
I agree. I mean, I think any consumer type organization is going to be needing to think about that and being really mindful of the candidate experience, because we want our folks to have a great experience here, not only because hospitality is what we're passionate about, but also because, you know, we want them to continue to be our clients and our guests, even if they are not successful in coming to work for us as an organization.
At some point, I think we probably will truly talk about candidates as customers and customers as candidates as well. It'll be very true. You know, it's going to be kind of an interesting thing. One last question. I you know, outside of work, are there things that attract you that you're trying to do or work with or change? I know you have a family, so you have a rich life at the moment. In the middle of a career and all of those things, but are there other things that attract you that are important to you?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So one of the things that we're involved in from a personal standpoint is an organization called Safe Families. And it's very similar to foster care, with the exception of the mom or dad or guardian actually says, without the government stepping in, I need help and I need support. And it may be short term. It may be, you know, they need a break. They need a couple hours, or, you know, maybe they have some time that they need to serve. And so they're going to need help with their children for 30, 60, 90 days. And it's an organization that my husband and I have been a part of for a number of years. And it really is just a great way to help support the community and help give these kiddos opportunities. And frankly, their parents give them an opportunity to be their best selves, too. I mean, we all need a break. And in a lot of cases, these individuals, you know, don't have the support systems that we'd like them to have. And so being able to provide them, you know, a shoulder to lean on and just some extra support has been something that we feel very blessed to be a part of.
Well, that's great. Well, look. Thank you very much. I appreciate your sharing, and certainly want to welcome you back to Career Crossroads.
We couldn't be more thrilled to be here. We appreciate everything that you and the other Colloquium members are doing to help us continue to grow and develop as an organization. So thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.